Welcome to the special report on stablecoins. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Look, there's going to be a new stablecoin or a lot of stablecoins launched by various private organizations. One of them will be JP Morgan. So JP Morgan, you think it's a private bank. It actually functions as an extension of the U.S. government and the Treasury. And JP Morgan does all kinds of nefarious things. Not only does JP Morgan manipulate the price of silver, and they've even been fined for that, but of course, JP Morgan also will close accounts of people who are conservatives or Trump supporters or Christians or gun owners. JP Morgan is famous for that. JP Morgan Chase, as it's now known. So JP Morgan is not an ethical company, and expecting it to act in any way that's ethical as it launches stablecoins is pretty foolish. But stablecoins themselves are a con. And let me explain why. And in my opinion, this is true with Tether and any other stablecoin that's pegged to fiat currency. So a stablecoin is called stable because it stays pegged to, well, mostly the dollar. So if you deposit $100 with the Tether company, they will create and issue 100 Tether stablecoins. And they will give you control over those stablecoins. And again, they're called stable because they maintain a stable price to the dollar. But the dollar's not stable. The dollar's falling dramatically. I mean, not just domestically. You see that in price inflation. You see how much more groceries cost, how much more insurance costs, etc. That's all the collapsing value of the dollar. And since 1971, the dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power in the United States. Think about that. So there's nothing stable about a currency that loses 98% of its value in a few decades. That's not stable. So a stable coin based on the dollar should really be called a collapse coin. It's not stable, right? But even internationally, the dollar is also losing value against other international currencies. It's already plummeted maybe 11, 12% this year. And it's on track to plummet another 10% by the end of this year, and maybe another 10 or 20% in the next couple of years. The dollar is being driven down compared to other currencies. And some of this is on purpose because Trump wants to encourage U.S. domestic manufacturing exports. And when you have a weaker domestic currency, of course, then foreigners are able to purchase your products at a lower price because it costs them less to acquire your dollars. So dollars are plummeting in value compared to the euro or even the yen or the yuan or especially the ruble, because the ruble keeps getting stronger. So what this means is that a stable coin based on the dollar is not stable. And as the dollar collapses, so does the stable coin value. You see what I mean? So that's the first thing to understand, is that if you buy a stable coin, it's not stable and the name is a fraud. Now, that is if the coin is based on the dollar. There could be stable coins based on gold and silver, and perhaps there are. I know a couple of people working on projects like that. That would actually be a stable coin, because gold and silver, their value has been stable for thousands of years. 1 ounce of gold can buy essentially the same amount of stuff today as it could 500 years ago or 1,000 years ago. And that will probably be true 1,000 years in the future. So again, stable coins based on gold and silver are really stable. But that's not what Trump is talking about when he pushes Crypto Week and when Congress passes the Genius Act, as they just did. What's going to be pushed now are not gold and silver stablecoins, but dollar-based stablecoins pushed by private banks. So let me explain the mechanism of how this is going to work. So JP Morgan will roll out its own stablecoin. Let's call it the Morgan Coins or something. And let's say you have $1,000 and you want to buy 1,000 Morgan Coins. So you hand over the $1,000 to JP Morgan. They issue you 1,000 Morgan coins. Now, stop right there. You might say, well, why do I need Morgan coins? What am I going to do with them? Well, there'll be all kinds of things you can do with them because they'll be widely accepted everywhere. You'll be able to spend them even more easily than Bitcoin. You'll be able to spend them at merchants. You know, you can buy gas and groceries and so on. Eventually, that's where this is going. So that's why. But the JP Morgan Bank, of course, controls the database or the blockchain of the Morgan coin. And so the Morgan coin is not private and it's not decentralized. It's completely controlled and surveilled. It is, in essence, a CBDC. It's a CBDC run by a bank acting as a proxy for the government. Because anytime the government tells that bank, hey, you should cut off the Morgan coins for, you know, John Smith over here because we don't like what John Smith did, then JP Morgan is going to comply. So it's a CBDC. In effect, by proxy. But it's even worse than that. Because JP Morgan is going to take the $1,000 that you gave them where they created the coins. Now remember, they create the coins out of nothing. Doesn't cost them anything to create the coins, does it? Nothing. So you give them $1,000, they create $1,000 worth of coins and give it to you that you go spend at a merchant. JP Morgan then takes that $1,000 and what do they do with it? Well, this is what the Genius Act just established. JP Morgan will then buy US treasuries with that $1,000. So they'll hand the $1,000 over to the government to spend, and the government gives JP Morgan IOUs in the form of treasury bonds. You see what I mean? So in other words, the treasury has just found a new place to sell its debt. They've opened up a whole new world of buyers of government debt. That's the point of this. That's the purpose of the Genius Act, to launch stablecoins that are forced to buy treasuries. And the way that's enforced is how it says in the regulatory handbooks of all of this. Obviously, it's going to be, well, you know, the stablecoin, in order to be considered legal, it has to invest in stable securities, and those would be treasuries. You see, even though the treasuries are one day going to be worth zero because the United States of America will default on its debt at some point. Now, maybe that's years away. Maybe it's 10 years away. But they're kicking the can down the road with the stablecoin treasury scheme to try to prop up the debt market for a little bit longer. And it will probably work. For a while, it will work for a while. But understand that when the debt market collapses, or when the Treasury defaults on its debt, JP Morgan is at that time sitting on a mountain of treasuries, you know, treasury bonds. What's going to be the value of those treasury bonds the very next day? It's going to be zero. Well, then that begs the question, what's the value of the Morgan stablecoins if they're based on something that now just went to zero? And the answer there is also zero. It's backed by nothing. So when JP Morgan launches stablecoins, it's creating a future bubble and a future collapse event that will be catastrophic, but will also be many years away. If you buy stablecoins and hold them, you're effectively funding the debt of the United States government. That's the primary purpose of all of this from the government's point of view. But in the meantime, JP Morgan gets to create a form of money out of nothing. They get to create Morgan coins whenever they want and just have them backed by treasuries. Now, given how much JP Morgan cheats in the silver market, do you think that JP Morgan is going to play by the rules when it comes to creating Morgan coins? Or are they going to create a little bit extra on the side? Yeah. Oh, you know what they're going to do. It's going to be a Morgan printing press. They're going to be creating Morgan coins on the side. And they're going to be using those Morgan coins. This is my opinion, because I don't trust JP Morgan. I don't have any proof that they're going to do this, but this is my opinion. They're going to be using those Morgan coins to pay off government regulators. Of course they are. The auditors Treasury officials, government officials. Oh, you're going to get paid in Morgan coin. Just like right now, the CIA pays people off in Bitcoin. Or Monero, actually, because Monero is more private. So the Morgan coin will be overcreated. It'll be overprinted just like the dollar. And that will be an inflationary event. Because now you have a larger supply of Morgan coins than should exist. And you're multiplying the money supply. So there's more money chasing the same limited number of assets. And one of those assets will be Bitcoin. So think about it. If you're JP Morgan and you can just print Morgan coins and then you can use Morgan coins to buy Bitcoin, well, hey, it's party time. You just print Morgan coins to oblivion and use them to buy Bitcoin. Well, guess what? In my opinion, that's exactly what Tether has been doing. Again, I can't prove it, but Tether has not been subjected to any rigorous audit. So we don't even know that they've kept their word about backing all the Tether coins with actual assets. We don't know that's true at all. There's a very real possibility they've been overcreating Tether. Because, well, if you don't have ethics, I mean, what would stop you? You could just create all you wanted. Just like FTX. Remember that? So I think that JP Morgan will be creating lots and lots of Morgan coins, and they'll be using those to buy Bitcoin and other commodities. Could be housing, could be copper, could even be gold and silver. That would be the very clever thing to do, would be to print Morgan coins and use them to buy physical gold and then stack the gold and let somebody else deal with the eventual bubble collapse of the Morgan coin market and the collapse of the stable coins. So what we're going to see, in my opinion, following the launch of these stable coins, we are going to see a mega bubble across most assets, because this is going to be a whole new source of essentially money creation, digital money creation. We're going to see Bitcoin skyrocket, no doubt in my mind, which means Monero will skyrocket also. We'll probably see gold and silver skyrocket. I'm certain of it. We'll see housing go up or at least stop falling. It's been falling in a lot of markets right now because people are running out of money. But housing could go up. A lot of commodities could go up, etc. Things that people can buy. There'll be a boom in purchasing cars, for example, and other kind of consumer goods. So for a while, this is going to look like a new golden age. It's going to look like Trump's a genius, stable coins are making everybody rich. But that's what everybody thought in 1999 in the middle of the dot-com boom. People thought, we're all going to get rich. They thought that. They believed that. And then, of course, what happened? It collapsed, and then everybody realized, oh my God, we all lost everything. Yep. That's also going to happen. And the only way to insulate yourself against that, ultimately, is gold and silver and land and physical things that you have in your possession. And that, again, is the correct answer. Isn't that interesting? So here's what's going to happen. This is my prediction. Again, stable coins will launch. You'll have a massive, massive increase in the price of Bitcoin. Under this scenario, Bitcoin could easily go to 250K, maybe 300K. And, you know, Monero, right along with it, it could double, triple, quadruple in value. Lots of coins could go up like crazy. Based on, you know, the Morgan coin stablecoin phenomenon and other banks issuing stablecoins. Companies like Amazon want to issue stablecoins. I mean, you're talking about flooding the system with a massive amount of new coins. New, quote, money. Everybody's going to think they're getting rich. This bubble is going to grow for a few years. It's going to be like FTX on steroids, because eventually it's going to pop. That might be 10 years down the road or 5 years. I don't know. But when that day comes, then you're going to see this massive collapse, especially in the stable coins, the cryptos, probably collapse of the dollar and the treasury debt, all of that happening at the same time. That will then bring down so many commodities around it And then you're going to get into a massive deflation scenario where you're going to see prices come down dramatically in housing, in food, in automobiles, probably gold and silver, other hard commodities, things like that. So in other words, what you're looking at here is the sprouting of a new tulip bulb mania called stablecoins. And people love bubbles. They love bubbles because everybody loves to think that they can get rich without having much know-how about the markets. People love the idea that I can just buy and hold it and I'm going to become a billionaire one day. All I got to do is just buy Bitcoin or buy this coin, whatever. But that's never really true in the long run. It could be true in the short run, not in the long run. So the wise people are going to watch this scenario and they're going to figure out when to sell. They're going to sell when it's peak confidence in the system, like peak euphoria, when everybody's like, oh my God, this is awesome. We're all going to get rich. It's going to go to the moon. You know, like when Bitcoin's 250K and everybody's saying it's going to go to a million and everybody's optimistic, like 95% positive outlook on Bitcoin. That's when wise people are going to start selling and they're going to unwind out of this bubble before the collapse happens. And I'm not just singling out Bitcoin here. There's going to be a collapse across the entire digital money space, including the dollar space and bank money, et cetera, treasury money. Now, see, the government has tied crypto to the dollar now. So the fate of both will be determined together. What used to be great about Bitcoin is that it was completely independent from the government and from the dollar and from the banking system, et cetera. That's no longer the case. The thing that's been propping up Bitcoin this entire time, for the last couple of years, is the fact that it's institutional investors and it's major banks. And now we have the Genius Act and these major legislative reforms and the government pushing them and then ETFs being approved. You know, all of that. That's what has made Bitcoin go up and up and up because of government cooperation. So now the fate of Bitcoin and the dollar are tied together. And stable coins are a method to kick the can down the road, but it cannot stop the laws of economics from eventually coming true. So here's the thing. Will we accept stable coins at our online store? Yeah, of course we will. But we won't hold on to them, you see. So if the Morgan coin becomes very widespread and then all the e-commerce platforms start accepting Morgan coins, would we accept Morgan coins? Yeah, sure we would. But I would immediately, on a daily basis, swap the Morgan coins for something else. Maybe Bitcoin, maybe Monero, maybe dollars, depending on the cash flow needs of the company, depending on whatever. I wouldn't stay in Morgan coins. And eventually, even though I might ride some of this with the coins I have, I'm not selling crypto. I have crypto. I'm just sitting on it. I'm not selling it, but I'm not buying it right now either. So I would just ride through this and then watch the insanity and hopefully try to sell before the whole thing collapses one day. And I don't know when that day is, and neither does anybody else. But one clue about that day will be when there's a day that you say something online like, hey, this might be a bubble. It might pop. And then you immediately get attacked by 100 people. You're just spewing FUD, uncertainty. You know, you're just a party pooper. You're a doom and gloomer. You get attacked by everybody because everybody believes it's going to go up. That's usually a sign that the end is near. So watch out for that sign. But that might be many years away. And between now and then, there could be opportunities to earn's probably the wrong word, to accumulate many, many millions of dollars in crypto assets if you are wise enough to exit at the peak. And that's hard. And I'm not going to bet on that. I don't know when the peak is going to be. And it'll obviously be a surprise because some of this will be sort of the great taking. Some of this will be engineered, obviously. They sucker everybody into the system, take everybody's dollars, and then collapse the crypto market. Ha ha, we got all your dollars and we funded the treasury and now you're all broke and there's no middle class. You know, the great taking, folks. It's a heist. It has the format of a heist, but it's going to be promoted as a golden age. And for many years, it will be very compelling as a golden age. And you could do very well by buying crypto right now and watching it rise through the golden age and then exiting before it hits the fan. But I don't know how you're going to know when that day is. So be cautious is all I'm saying. Be cautious. Gold and silver are forever. Not diamonds, but gold and silver are forever. You want gold and silver? Go to our partner page, metalswithmike.com. That'll take you to Battalion Metals, which is our long-term partner in the metal space. And if you stack gold and silver, you have it in your possession, it's not going to vanish. That I can be certain of. There's certainty for you. Now, it's not going to grow 100x, but it's also not going to vanish right before your very eyes. So make your own decisions, do your own research. But if you want gold and silver, go to metalswithmike.com. And thank you for listening. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So, of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super-potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light. But it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO, and we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.